this plan is about hammering out agreements between the seven states in the Colorado River Basin and Mexico, but also agreements within Arizona.
Yeah. Writ large, the drought contingency plan with the rules for saving water in Lake Mead and the schedule of cuts, that's really been agreed upon in principle by the basin states and Mexico. But how Arizona would share the cuts that Arizona would take is what has been the subject of a lot of negotiation this summer and fall. That's been the hard part for us. And part of the reason it's the hard part is that Arizona takes the lion's share of the cuts.
Right, and that's because we're kind of bottom of the list for priority.
And to be specific, Arizona has a lot of different Colorado River users. It's really the central Arizona and southern Arizona, the CAP customers, that have junior priority.
Okay, and CAP, that's the Central Arizona Project?
Yes, that's the canal that carries Colorado River water across the state to users in Phoenix, Pinal County, and then the Tucson area.
All right, so tell me a little bit more about that. What's happening with negotiations between users and cities, between farms, between tribes? Why is this so difficult for Arizona to work out?
Well, it's difficult because water is a scarce resource in Arizona, and it's very hard for water, you know, large water users to go without water. But to make it even more complicated, within the CAP system, there are priorities. It's really difficult, with the lowest priority users being the Pinal County ag users. They have been staring in the face of taking all of the cuts, and that's, from their perspective, not desirable at all. So they have asked to be mitigated, to have some kind of relief from just being cut, you know, having their water cut across the board according to priority.
So where is the drought contingency plan right now in sort of this legislative process?
I think it's behind some closed doors. It's my understanding that members, and, you know, we have a lot of freshman legislators who may not have had much contact with water policy. So we're asking a lot of our lawmakers. The plan, as I understand it, has been more or less provided to them, and they've had some question and answer sessions to help them get up to speed.
And the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation has given Arizona a deadline of January 31st to do that. What happens if we miss the deadline?
Technically, what happens is the Bureau will give the states 30 days to submit their suggestions about how to handle Lake Mead and water deliveries. And then it would be up to the Bureau of Reclamation to decide how to proceed. So, you know, it would be best if we didn't go there. We don't know for sure what would happen, but it would be ideal if we could get the DCP passed before that.
So when this is all over, I imagine there'll still be negotiations that need to be done and work that needs to be done.
I guess we never solve our water problems in Arizona.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Sarah Porter, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks.